I think what Secretary Clinton's going to do is, or what I think she should do, is lay out her vision for why she will lead the country to a better place and build on what President Obama has done. I think to do that, she needs to make sure that she focuses on the key issue, which is the economy, and explains to the American people why her policies are what we need based on what's going on in the world. And I think we're going to hear a lot about infrastructure. I think we're going to hear a lot about making sure we're creating a culture of opportunity and a country of opportunity. And I'm hoping for a fairly straightforward economic speech about her vision.
Do you think she faces any significant challenges in getting those Bernie Sanders supporters, maybe some independents who are skeptical of her, on board with her and behind her before November?
I don't think she faces any challenges getting Mr. Sanders supporters on board, because I think this convention is accomplishing that. I think, you know, there's always a fight with independents. That's why they're independents, right? They tend to not want a party affiliation because they want to be open-minded, and they tend to spend more time making up their mind. But I think once the facts are on the table, which I believe they already are, but as people spend more time knowing about it, I think they see Donald Trump as a choice that is a terrible choice for the direction of the country. I think if they care about national security and they listen to some of the things he said recently about not supporting NATO, which has been the most successful political alliance and military alliance this country's ever had, they'll realize that his policies are ill-conceived as it relates to our national security. If they care about the economy, they'll look at some of his tax policies, which will increase the debt by $18 trillion, and go down the list. So I think the choice is very clear, and I think Hillary Clinton will do very well with independence.